Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome to yet another sparkling edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. How are you, Kevin?
I'm very, very well, Mike. Never been better.
I haven't seen you since that great show we did on Saturday night.
Wow, what a triumph.
Wasn't that great fun?
We might as well move in together. We're always fucking together, aren't we? I'm getting sick of you.
Well, no. Well, what are you going to do with Henrietta, though?
Well, there's a story there.
The Scouser. I don't want anything to do with her. Yeah? I'm not going to be roped into some kind of weird threesome, by the way.
Right now she's driving down here because I forgot my season ticket for the Fulham match this afternoon.
Is it right that she called you a cunt?
She said, we had a 10-minute conversation where she refused to drive down. In the end, I persuaded her, and her parting shot was, I hate you, you're a cunt.
Listen, it's obviously a marriage made in heaven.
It is, you know. Yeah.
But don't you remember the days when we
were... The way you speak to each other in a relationship is very important.
It's absolutely right. I don't trust people who don't speak to each other like that. If you're in a relationship, that's how you should speak to each other.
But sometimes, you know, seriously, I've done it in restaurants, because we do speak to each other like that.
In restaurants.
In a sort of semi-ironic way. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sometimes. And I remember once we were in the Ivy, and she said something, and I sort of forgot where we were. So I just sort of said, you utter cunt. All these people looking at us.
Is this the same Ivy that I was thrown out of?
Yeah, that would be the one, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, so they're used to bad language then.
They've heard it, yeah, in the past, yeah.
I'm surprised.
But not as bad as yours that night.
No, but that was not good, yeah. Anyway, never mind. Well, I've been back since. I sneaked in under the radar. Now, we've got to talk about a lot of things today because obviously, you know, the House of Commons has been under the spotlight.
Fucking
because
bunch
apparently
of cunts.
It's full of perverts, fucking sex fiends, adulterers, fucking criminals, weirdos. What the fuck's going on?
I mean, do you know what I'm fucking...
These people are all fucking elected.
Do you know those fuckers? 650 tosspots at Westminster. They're never happier than when they're talking about themselves,
I know,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a misogynistic culture in Westminster. Hey, I'm a fucking voter and I don't live in Westminster. And I couldn't give a fuck whether you've got a misogynistic culture or not, you cunts. Why don't you think about us instead of yourself?
But it turns out, actually...
While you're looking at tractors and wanking in the House of Commons. Dominator!
Yeah, what the fuck is a dominator?
Well, we know, you know now, don't we?
Also, did you see that bloke fucking Parrish, right? He's got the most bizarre jacket I've ever seen of anyone.
It's a farmer's jacket.
Well, it's not a farmer's jacket. I know farmers. I used to fucking live in Wiltshire. I've seen farmers. I've never seen any cunt wearing that, right?
It looks like
somebody who's got a, you know, one of those gun vests on, except it's got patches on both sides. Yeah, but it's got no fucking sleeves. It's a vest.
But I've noticed this about blokes in the country. They don't like jackets with sleeves, and they like jackets with no sleeves and like loads of pockets.
I've never seen anything
like
that.
Loads of pockets all over the
place.
What
have they got in the pockets?
And I think sort of like seeds and things that they can plant corn and all that sort of thing.
I think this bloke's as much of a farmer as fucking I am. He lives in a big fucking fuck-off house somewhere near Tiverton in Dorset or in fucking Devon.
Which is interesting, he lives in a fuck-off house because that's exactly what his wife's saying to him
right now.
But fuck off.
But his wife is standing by him.
Porn-obsessed wanker.
These fuckwits, right, they all marry the same kind of women, right? The same kind of women who don't give a fuck what they do. Women who just like having a nice big house in the country with a fucking Arga and some nice china. Yeah. And, oh, yes, my husband does something in the city. Yeah, yeah. He wanks over fucking tractor pull. That's what he does in the fucking city. Yeah. What you know.
So, you know, I'm not familiar with makes of tractor. Well, there's one called Massey Ferguson, isn't there? So, but I wonder which is
the... You can also get the wrong thing
if
you look that up as well. Massey
which is the
fucking
tractor.
Ferguson.
Yeah, which is the tractor that would give you the horn the most, do you think?
Well, I had the misfortune, and we couldn't say this on the air the other night,
looking up
what tractor sex actually is. And I can now explain to you that it involves a particular position.
Yeah.
The one that's been described to me
is
particularly... it's basically a gay version, but I guess you could do it straight as well.
Yeah.
Gay version of wheelbarrow sex, right? You know what wheelbarrow sex is, don't you?
What, you have sex in a wheelbarrow?
You don't have sex in a wheelbarrow,
well,
no.
Somebody wheels you around.
No, the person that you're... You're basically doing it from behind, but you pick the legs up, right? Yeah. And it's up to you whether you walk around with it. But you don't normally walk around. Yeah. She's supposedly got a hand, fucking hands on the floor. You're holding her at sort of, you know, waist height.
Yeah.
Doing it from behind. But in the tractor version.
Yeah. Sticking your massive Ferguson
yeah,
right
your massive
up her
Ferguson's,
ass. Yeah.
No, in the tractor version, the massive Ferguson goes in her ass. That's it.
Was that a joke about the...
Imagine it's quite difficult to maintain.
It's a guy in a wheelchair, right, and his mates wheeling him down the towpath by the canal. And
is this a joke or a true story?
Yeah, it is. And so the bloke is wheeling him, says to him, what's the worst thing about, like, being disabled in a wheelchair? He said, the worst thing is you can't get fucked. So the guy who was pushing him turned him around, pushed him into the canal and says, that's fucked you.
That's terrible.
Uplifting joke.
It's an uplifting joke. Anyway, here's my question about Neil fucking Parrish, right? When is he fucking off and how much money is he going to take before he goes?
Well, yeah, he'll get his pension.
Yeah, but he's resigned, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Does that mean he doesn't get any more money? What does it mean?
Well, as I understand it, I mean, I don't know whether you work a notice period, but one thing that will happen is there'll be work. It'll get
they fucking noticed him, all right?
I think
he was fucking wanking
like,
in the House of Commons.
They get something like 30 period. Grand. They get 30 grand just to fucking... pack it in and leave, and then they get their pension.
Yeah, I know.
So he'll do quite well out of wanking in the House of Commons.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
But it's going to become part of the lexicon now, isn't it? You know, if ever you're caught doing something wrong, you know, looking at porn or whatever, everyone's going, no, I was looking at tractors. It's like Ugandan discussions, remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I do
you
remember
know?
That.
So it's good.
They still use that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Angela fucking Rayner, it turns out, made up the entire fucking story about how she was flashing her gash at fucking Boris, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out that not only was she probably not doing that, but she fucking made up the story herself.
Yeah, yeah. Told a load of other MPs on the smoking terrace at Westminster, laughing away with some Tories, some Labour, telling her that she liked to flash her ginger growler at the Prime Minister to put him off when he was at the dispatch box.
It doesn't seem to have worked, does
you
it?
Know, but then the story ends up in the Mail on Sunday. She affects absolutely no knowledge of it whatsoever. Fucking liar. Neil Parrish, I wasn't looking at porn, I was looking for tractors. Fucking liar. You know, Keir Starmer, Angela Rayner wasn't at the beer gate party. Fucking liar. Do these people ever tell the fucking truth?
They don't tell the truth, but also they don't know what the truth is, and they don't care, really. But what you can say is that every single one of those people, you check their expenses, they're all coining it in 200,000 quid a year.
Yeah.
Don't matter what they fucking do, they charge it to you and me.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. But we're getting a bit serious now, but they have... Westminster has reached an all-time low now, isn't it? And they're talking about a bloke looking at fucking porn and some woman flashing her fucking cunt at the Prime Minister. And this is the Westminster discourse of the fucking week. That's got nothing to do with
to
the rest
fair.
Of it. I couldn't give a fuck whether she flashes her fucking cunt at Boris or... I couldn't give a fuck whether that wanker Parrish is looking at pornography. You know, who cares? What
just
about us?
Just do your fucking job. Yeah.
What about us?
Yeah, would you mind just bringing
down...
There's
a misogynistic culture in Westminster.
To be fair to Boris...
Yeah, I couldn't give two fucks.
No, but to be fair to Boris, he spends all day looking at cunts, so she hasn't distracted him at all.
Yeah.
Because every single fucking person that sits on the front bench is also in the same fucking position.
Yeah.
But it's never going to change.
Yeah, and also, but there's also, you know, like, well, the spirit of... of Oliver Cromwell isn't dead. You know, oh, people are looking at porn. Close the bars.
Yeah.
You know, people are having a good time. Close the bars.
Because yeah, that'll change.
What the fuck are you talking about? That won't make any difference.
No.
You know, it's like MPs going around going, you know, since they've closed the Palace of Westminster bars, I just don't know where to get a drink. You know, oh, well, why don't you just step outside? There's a pub across the fucking road. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe it's too dangerous for them. A bit like Harry and Meghan. They can't come back, you know, Harry and Meghan. Meghan, I'm sorry to have to tell you, seems to have lost a deal with Netflix. They've finally worked out.
She's making some cartoon about herself.
Harry, yeah, I was going to do a cartoon show for $1 million a minute. And now they've told me I can't do it. Harry, what are we going to do? Harry.
She was going to call it a Pearl Necklace, wasn't she?
Something like that, yeah. No, Pearl, that was a different, wasn't it? Yeah. No, that was a different film.
No, but it's going to be called Pearl.
Pearl
and it's
Necklace.
About her tortured childhood, growing up in a middle-class home in Los Angeles.
Yeah, my tortured childhood in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, but my gritty childhood in Beverly Hills. Yes. Yeah, fuck off.
Beverly Hills 90210.
But they're still going to make a great documentary about the Invictus Games.
I look forward to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that a lot.
I love the Invictus Games.
But this, I think, is the beginning of the end, though, because Netflix have worked out that they're spending too much money making too much crap that people aren't watching. And also, I got a fucking bill from them the other day. They've put it up to $15.99 a month.
Have they?
What I pay, yeah. And I was going to cancel it, but I was told by everybody in the fucking family I couldn't because they're all waiting to watch something. Mm. So I'm not allowed to cancel it. But fucking $15.99 a month is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Outrageous. And I don't want to watch Meghan Markle's fucking anime or whatever the fuck it was going to be.
Well, I agree with Elon Musk. Half the problem with fucking Netflix is like all the other TV channels, as Elon puts it, they've caught the woke mind virus.
Yes.
So there's too many woke pieces of shit on Netflix that no one wants to see. By the way, you know the fucking Queen's Platinum fucking Jubilee?
Yes.
Right. So they're going to make a special, there's going to be a little performance, special kind of performance depicting the Queen's life.
Oh, yeah.
In a little stage show. And they've cast it. Guess who's going to play the Queen?
Who?
An Asian girl from Singapore.
Why?
Well, exactly. Why don't you get someone who looks a bit like the Queen or, could plausibly be the Queen?
No, you couldn't
as
do
opposed
that.
To someone from fucking Singapore.
Is this the Queen at what age then?
Well, when she was younger. You know, and as far as
I know...
When
she was younger than 95.
Yeah, which was most of her life, yeah. She spent most of her life younger than she actually is now.
Well, most people have. I mean, that's the nature
exactly
of life,
right,
isn't it?
Exactly right. So but at no point in her fucking long and regal life has she been a fucking Asian Singapore girl.
Right.
So why have they cast someone to play her
Got anybody playing her?
I fucking hate the way they do that. That fucking Bridgerton.
Have they got a big...
Queen Charlotte? Oh, I didn't realise she was black.
Have they got
fuck's
some...
sake.
Have they got some big German bloke playing her at this sort of 25th wedding anniversary?
Yeah,
you know?
giving her a bit of Bridgerton.
Some bloke from fucking Bethnal Green. Yeah, I'm the Queen, I am. Yeah, they wouldn't do that, though, because that would be about genders, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that was a low point in Thought Police history, though, wasn't it, the last one?
Well, why?
Which member of the royal family would you fuck first? And I said the Queen, because she's living history.
I can't remember what I said. So long ago.
I think you said Princess Anne.
Yeah, I might have done. I've always fancied Princess Anne. Not so much now, but there we are. But talking about genders, have you seen what's happening up in, is it Norfolk Constabulary?
Yeah, let's look this up. Cause
yeah, there are 37 different kinds of genders.
It's fucking hilarious,
genders.
Some of this shit.
Can we name all of them, right?
Yeah.
I think you should just list them so that we can figure out exactly what they are.
Yeah, so what they've been given, this is our money. They've been given a guide.
Our money.
All the coppers in Norfolk. Which is called the gingerbread person. So it's like a gingerbread.
Oh, fuck.
Gingerbread person. It's got all the fucking genders on it. One's Neutroys. There's another one called Maverick.
But I think it's some kind of like superhero.
I'm gonna look it up and we're gonna fucking read something. Because
I'll tell you what, while you're looking it up, why don't I tell you about what's happening with our
good friends, great idea.
Manscaped, and then you can find it. Summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, right? Says here, and your balls are smooth. You heard that right. Our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are as smooth as Floridian sand. And in the summer, you want to kill some cold beers and barbecues, not kill the vibe. With loads of hair poking out of your swimming trunks. So you want to make sure you get on the board with this.
That's right.
Manscaped have got their performance package 4.0 to keep the party in your pants looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. dive headfirst into the summer by joining the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for the hot guy summer. And you know what? 20% off with the Thought Police and free shipping with the code POLICE. Now, here's what you get in the performance package. You've got, and people who listen to this show will know, the Lawnmower 4 trimmer, the Weed Whacker, the Ear and Nose Hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver, the Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Tonic, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've already had some of this stuff
yeah,
before.
At this point, we're not just saying this. It is good quality
stuff.
It is
very good
stuff. They've been nice enough to send us some free
and
stuff.
It's seriously
it's good.
No,
it's
it is
really
seriously good grooming.
Yeah.
And if you want to get anything extra to that package, take a look at Manscaped Shears 2.0, a package that has everything you need to look pristine. It's got nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. It's all amazing. 20% off, free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com. So just remember, 20% off plus free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com.
Good stuff.
Have you found the 37
yes,
genders?
Yes, I fucking have.
Let's hear them.
Well, look, this is the one that makes me... Why do you need a name for this? Is this just normal? Right. Demisexual. Experiencing sexual attraction after forming a strong emotional bond.
Hey?
Isn't that called a relationship?
Isn't that a relationship?
You meet
yeah.
someone, you form an emotional bond, and then you fuck each other.
An emotional blonde.
Blonde, yeah,
that's
an emotional blonde.
I'm
yeah,
actually,
I've
I'm
got
actually
one driving my season ticket down to me right now.
To be honest, I'm looking for a non-emotional blonde, if there's yeah. one out there.
This is some of this shit. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Androsexual. Attracted to masculine gender presentation. What
huh?
the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
Grey asexual. Experiencing attraction rarely on a very low scale. What do you need a fucking name for that?
What do you mean can't get it up?
Listen to this shit. Heteronormative. Belief that heterosexuality is the norm and that sex, gender, sexuality and gender roles all align. What the fuck does any of this mean?
What?
Anyway... You and me, they've actually got a category for you and me, Mike.
Well, how do you know we're in the same category?
We're in this list.
How do you know?
Gender apathetic. Not caring about identifying as any gender.
That's not you me. Know,
but I mean... the
Fuck off. Hang on, that's not me.
Well, you don't
I'm
care about
male.
Identifying as a gender?
No, I'm a bloke.
Yeah, but I don't...
That's a gender, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't
want
to...
You're not a bloke?
Well, I don't identify as a bloke.
Well, what do you identify as?
I'm a bloke.
A cunt. You
I'm a bloke. I don't fucking identify as a fucking
well,
bloke.
You do.
I just am a... No. Don't fall for this shit.
Right.
We don't identify as fucking anything. We are blokes.
You are
identifying
a cunt,
as something is just bullshit.
Yeah, but if somebody
absolute
says... All right,
crap.
So if somebody comes up to you and says, what do you identify as? What do you say?
I say I identify as a maverick. Which is another one that's
what's that?
non-binary gender outside of orthodox social bounds or gender.
I mean, surely with 37 genders, you can't be outside of that, can you? Well, fucking hell. A maverick is outside of all 37.
Yeah, it's just fucking ridiculous. Oh, it is a good... Neutroids. That's Neutrois. Identifying as neither male, female, nor genderless. So I'm wondering about neutrons.
How the fuck do you know?
Yeah. But who comes up? Is there some little cunt
yeah,
sitting
but hang
there
on.
Going, what are we going to call this then? I know. Neutroids.
Yeah, but say you're some kid growing up in, I don't know, fucking Humberside, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know what you identify as. How do you know you would be neutroids without knowing
that
it exists?
I don't know, mate. I have no idea. That's the point. So who's making up these words? And I'm with neutroids, I'm wondering whether it's supposed to be French. Neutrois.
And also, what's it going to do with the fucking police?
Yeah, I know. That's the other point, isn't it? You know, you get pulled up for speeding, a couple of coppers, fucking Norfolk cops, and you go,
all right. Hey,
before you talk to me, you should know that I'm neutroids. You know, what's
Jesus
the point?
Fucking Christ. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is just fucking mad. And this is costing us money.
Mm.
This is taxpayers' money. Yeah. It's fucking...
Can they not just arrest the fucking bad guys?
Yeah. I mean, you know...
Absolute
you know, you know that defund the police organisation in America especially? I think I'm going to fucking start it here. Because if they're going to waste their money with this shit, let's defund the cunts.
Yeah, we might as well.
Then go
well,
around
they don't
with their
do any fucking...
ginger... Stick their fucking gender bread fucking arsehole up their cunts.
Well, they don't do any fucking actual arresting of people, do they?
No. Well, they're too busy looking at their... What's it called? Gender bread.
Gender bread
person.
Now, we're recording this podcast, right, on a bank holiday, May Day bank holiday,
mm-hmm.
and the entire country has come to a fucking standstill. You aware of this?
Because it's a bank holiday.
Because it's a bank holiday. There's £70 million worth of fucking rail works going on.
Oh,
so most of the fucking country you can't get to on a train. And if you're trying to get anywhere on a train, you won't be able to get there, right? The fucking roads are fucked, right? All tourist hotspots are busy. There's too many people in this country. I've decided that we need to start somehow coming up with ways of moving people out of this country. And I'm not talking about immigrants. I'm talking about everyone.
What, Rwanda,
British
example,
people.
Somewhere
well,
like that.
Maybe. But I just think we should all be encouraged to go and live somewhere else. Make people fuck off, right? Pensioners in particular. I mean, we're not far away from that.
Well, get
when you
pensioners
get
to fuck off.
When you get to 65, fuck off.
Well, where are they going to go, though?
Well, anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah, but like where?
Well, most of them go to Spain, don't they?
Oh, yeah, well, lots of them do go to Spain.
Did you see that story this week where apparently because of some Brexit fuck-up, British people that live in Spain...
Yeah, they can't drive anymore.
Can't fucking drive anywhere. So it's bad luck if you want to get in the old fucking Seat 500 and go down to local fucking Banderas. You know, you can't get there. No, but no, I just think there's too many people here.
Well, yeah, 67 biggest, fucking million.
Yeah, but the biggest fucking problem we've got is we haven't got enough space, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's huge areas of Scotland where there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I lived up there and I remember once getting stuck on this road, which was like the tourist coastal route down to a place called Macrahanish. And I kid you not, you get on this road and you can only go one way, and you go all the way down this peninsula, all the way back up the other side. It takes about 4 hours, right? There's literally nothing there. Nobody fucking lives there. There's no houses. There's no hotels. There's just loads of very, very beautiful beaches. There must be a better way of somehow populating Britain, mustn't there?
Well,
I think it's a good idea.
Well, we've got, you know, we got like enormous amounts of immigration going on still. You know, when I was a kid, people say it's amazing how many people live in this country. 55 million, 67 million now, and rising fast.
I know.
And they also think there's probably as many as 10 million people living here that people don't even know about.
Well, what I can tell
you... That's the thing about fucking these cross-channel migrants. Everybody, oh, well, we put them in hotels.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as they arrive, you know, we give them pizza and we drive them in a nice coat. They neglect to mention all the fuckers who actually don't get caught.
No.
Who actually get
listen,
into the country.
I know plenty of people, and you know plenty of people who live down on that southeast corner of the country, where, I mean, they tell me, quite often you'll see a boat coming in.
It's that lady.
There's no, well, there's...
That
there's,
lady from
Dungeness. Well, there's her. Yeah. Do you know, she used to work at the Express. But that's another story. But she's one.
She sees them, doesn't
but
she?
But I see them as well. Yeah. And there are places along the southeast coast where these boats come in. There's no fucking border force to be seen. There's no RNLI. The boat comes in, it lands. Sometimes there's people meeting them. Sometimes there isn't. And they just fuck off and disappear into the town.
Do you know, what would be a good system, right? The deterrent, you know, they're saying now that they, you know, by the way, 250 of them turned up today. So let's not get too worked up about the Rwanda deterrent.
Yes.
They're not going to be deterred by that until it actually starts happening. And I'll believe it when I see it. What I think we should have a system of when they turn up. You've seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yes.
You know, so when they, like, land on the fucking beach. fucking bullets, bombs. You know, and as they get out of the dinghy, all those bullets.
I was particularly impressed with the way they filmed the bullets going into the water. Obviously.
Give them a Saving Private Ryan welcome. That'll fucking put them off.
Absolutely, yeah. We're here from a foreign land. Well, very good luck. I've just seen, by the way, a picture of that fucking cunt Prince Harry, who's apparently trying to make the world a more equal place. Right?
Equal fucking
His actual words were, "I will not rest until the world is a more equal
place for his kids." Yeah. He says,
do you know what he's fucking doing?
What's he doing there?
He's playing polo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because
everyone
plays fucking polo. I mean, do you know anyone that plays polo?
Don't. I'll tell you why. I wouldn't know that. And, because it's a really, really shit sport. Even people who are good at polo are shit at polo.
I've actually been to polo matches where I've had to go and follow these fucking royal twats, right? And also, he was playing polo with his good mate, Nacho Figueras.
Nacho. Cheeky Nacho Figueras.
Yeah, do you want fucking some chili with that?
But it's a fucking bollocks sport. Even people who are good at it are crap at it. And as a spectator sport, it absolutely fucking sucks.
Nacho, who has been described by Tatler as the David Beckham of polo. I mean... fuck off,
it's
right?
He's a moron.
One of the most recognisable players in the world. I mean, what's wrong with these fucking people? Absolute cunts. They were playing in the Santa Barbara. You might have been there. The Santa Barbara Polo Club.
I've seen it. I've been to Santa Barbara lots of times. I remember driving past it. But
it's a beautiful place, Santa Barbara.
It's full of total cunts. It sort of is. It's like Montecito. It's sort of nice. It is like picture postcards perfect. And that's the problem with it. It's like living in a chemist shop or something. It's just too perfect and pristine. And there's no litter. There's no drunks. There's no fights. You know, who fucking wants to live in a shithole like that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is a good story. Have you seen this one?
Go on.
This is a thing that came out on social media. One of my friends is a primary school teacher, right? A Muslim kid told some teacher he's got two mummies. The school got very excited and started telling everyone how brave he is to accept LGBT stuff as a Muslim, right? Have you seen this story?
No, go on.
And they were like, this is so fantastic because it just shows that, you know, we can live multiculturally. You know, some people in the Muslim faith might not recognize lesbianism and homosexuality, but this boy is so brave, right? Turns out he doesn't have two mummies because his mummies are both lesbians. He has two mummies because his dad's got two fucking wives. It's so, fucking brilliant.
So, genius. I think we might have talked about this last time, but when England played Iran, came here to play a friendly against England, and all the England fans chanting, "You're Shiite," and you know
you
are.
Yeah, that was Rod Little's story.
Yeah, and the other one was, get your face
get
out.
Get your face
for
out
lads.
For the lads. Speaking of which, I see that I know that Fulham are very close to being promoted and winning the league, right?
I've got a season ticket. I'm not sure where it is at the moment.
Well, she hasn't turned up
somewhere
yet.
Somewhere in transit.
Did you see the fucking the nightmare in Senegal where Mo Salah was targeted by dozens of fucking lasers? Did you see it?
No.
Amazing. Penalty.
Did it
here's the picture. No. Okay, he missed his penalty because the fucking lasers shining on him.
Blimey.
There's literally thousands of them, right? Dozens of lasers before missing his penalty.
Was he playing for Egypt or something?
He's playing for Egypt.
Okay.
World Cup playoff, right? So now the governing body has found Senegal failed to maintain law and order in the stadium. And I'm afraid that they've been fined £143,000 for disgraceful fan behaviour. So don't let it ever be said that it's just the British and the English in particular that are bad at football hooliganism, right?
Was it Vieira's from Senegal, isn't it?
Is he?
Yeah, Vieira.
Poor old Mo Salah.
Senegal. He comes from Senegal. He plays for Arsenal.
Right. Well, you know. So... I think we've come to the end of yet another sparkling edition of The Thought Police, but we have to do, as we always do...
Where my fucking wife is, with my fucking ticket.
Well, I think she may have left you.
Cunt.
I think she's got off with a gardener. You know, maybe she sold the fucking season ticket to somebody who gives
she's
a fuck.
She's probably going to the match.
Now, are you going to be able to read out any of our executive producers? You should have the list, right? Have you got the list?
I've got it.
Have you got it in front of you?
Oh, hang on. We got a message from Jenny 29. You know our sponsor.
Oh yeah.
But she's called Jenny 29 because she fucks at least 29 men a night.
At least
she goes. She doesn't take it to heart by the looks of it. Every time you talk about Jenny 29, I piss myself laughing. Even though you are talking about me. When are you coming to the Midlands? Never, Jenny.
Will that be? Well, that'll be on the because.
Can't you do a live show at the Belfry, or are there too many golf cunts?
The Belfry
around?
Is a good place.
I've played the Belfry. Difficult.
So have I.
You played at number 10, hole number 10.
I can't remember it very well.
She's being lazy, as it's local to me, blah, 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 blah. So that's Jenny 29.
Does she piss herself because she's got a weak bladder because of all the shagging she's been doing?
Yeah, because she fucks so many men every 29 men a night. Takes its toll on your bladder.
It does, yeah. You can't hold it in. Get some of those tenner-penny pants, what do they call them? Tenner pants, what do they call them?
No, that's those fucking things.
Can you imagine going out with a
June
woman?
June Allison used to advertise me in America. Diapers.
But they're for women.
What were they called?
I don't know.
Comfort or something.
No, they're doing for men as well.
Yeah, you know. But it used to be like June Allison. Like
imagine going
actress.
Out with some
June
fucking...
June Allison
hang on.
And her mates, right? So they're all about like 90.
Who's June Allison?
She was the fucking star of Philadelphia, you know, co-starring
what?
James Stewart about Glenn Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn
one
Miller.
For the teenagers.
June Allison was a fucking legend. Don't you know anything?
No, I've never heard of
like
her.
It's like saying, who's Marilyn Monroe?
No, I have heard of her.
Look it... Anyway, Google it after this.
Look
anyway,
it up.
So,
yeah,
these
thanks,
adverts,
Kev.
These adverts, right? Okay, they've got no. June Allison and her team.
Anyway,
mate.
So she kept pissing herself.
No,
yeah,
no, no, they got their, and they're playing golf. And this is before they put the circumference. So they go, oh, every time they take a shot, they're pissing themselves a bit. So every time they take a shot, they piss themselves. They go, oh. So the next day, they've all got these fucking comfort diapers on, and they're able to play golf very, very happily.
Gives a whole new meaning to fucking 18 holes,
Do you need those, these? Because you've taken up your clubs again now, haven't you?
Taken what?
You've picked up your clubs again.
I don't know. If I go
do
for
you
a
need
piss,
the diapers at all?
No, because if I need to go for a piss in the golf course, I just piss behind a tree. This is what you do. That's what men do.
Yeah, but my question is, at your great age, do you slightly leak a bit? Do you just piss a bit in your pants?
No, not really. No.
Not really. Just a little bit.
Not really. I'll tell you what I do find, though. Yeah. If I drink too many pints of beer, I have to piss continually. And I have to be careful how long of a train ride I'm going to take, because otherwise I have to get off the fucking train and go for a piss behind somebody's house.
When I was just playing my mates in that, I can't really play anymore because my fucking back's gone. I used to play.
Oh, what? So you're too old to play golf?
No, my back's... No,
oh,
my,
that, no you are.
Hmm?
You're no, too old to play
gone.
Golf.
You fucking people have bad backs when they're three. So it's not...
No,
it's, you not, it's nothing to do with age.
Why don't you just admit that you're too old to play golf?
Well, all right. Anyway, so we used to play maximum distraction golf. So every time anyone took a shot, the rest of them all, like, you had to put them off as much as possible.
Yeah.
You cunt, wanker, fucker. It's very difficult to play like that.
It's not, actually, because I was brought up to play like that. No, I was brought up to play that by my dad, right? My dad.
Well, your dad used to call you a cunt all the
time. No, but he used to put me off all the time, so I didn't bother me at all. And when I did it to anybody else, and they'd be like, "You wouldn't like it," I'd be like,
"What did he do? What did he do?" Like,
well,
that.
He used to, he'd just go up,
that's it,
just right at the top of the swing, or he'd drop a ball just as you're about to putt.
Yeah,
I mean, he had all the fucking tricks.
The best thing to say to someone to fuck them up with their swing is, "Do you breathe in or out at the top of your swing?"
I would also do
once you start thinking about it, it's going to fuck your swing up.
No, when they, particularly when people would address the ball, and some people would take a practice swing, and as they would address it, you know they're about to swing. You just go, hang on a minute, and they can't fucking hit the ball after that. It's brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we're over time.
We've
got to give thanks to our Patreon executive producers. And by the way,
it's another hole in one.
Don't forget
from the
that our live show is on Saturday. It's this Saturday,
yeah.
Before the Talk TV show,
yeah.
Which is going out at 7 p.m.
It's going to be an interesting
we've
day.
We've got an afternoon show live in the Half Moon Theatre in Putney. Tickets you can find on our Twitter page. It's 2 o'clock. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff, something like that.
Yeah.
There or thereabouts. But let's go through the Patreon executive producers,
hang on.
As we have said many times, are a collection of complete cunts. Right?
Jenny 29 and 9 in it?
She'll be in there. Jason Steele, Leonie Thomas, Robbie Lunnan, Matt Clark, Jennifer Leinberger, the American Hall, John O'Brien, Emma Liu, George Mayling.
I got it. Tom O'Donnell.
There you go.
Emil Watters.
Watters.
Robbie Lunnan.
That's him.
There she is, Jenny 9, 29 fucks a night. fucking lost it again. What's it done now?
What have you done?
Well, I don't know.
Dean McCarthy.
Dean McCarthy.
Jesus Christ.
Martin Gundry.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ isn't in there.
No.
He will be in the future.
He can't afford it.
John O'Brien. Tom O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's a fucking O. Kevin O'Sullivan. Gareth Hughes.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones. What a cunt.
And there's a new one to be added. This week's new fish is John Priest. Which is a pretty good name. Apparently, it says here he wants to get gang fucked in the toilets.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why he'd want that.
They form an orderly queue.
Maybe Jenny 29 should be in there as well. You know, and also
she's usually busy.
Yeah, we should also mention Dave Johnson, the Thought Police fan, boss of Suitable Choices Independent Mortgage Brokerage, which covers the whole of the UK. It's based in sunny Margate or very nearby. Tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice. And the web address is suitablechoices.com. No, sorry, .co.uk.
Okay, sounds good.
That's excellent. The end. I think that's
the
end. Is it the end? We've done everything we need to do?
I believe so.
A lot of housekeeping. So we'll see you on Saturday at the Half Moon. If you don't come, you're a total fucking arsehole. So just come and see us, and we'll give you a live show, which would be even more amazing than this. We'll be right back. cunt.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.